Looking for something special to do with friends or family? Bryan Symphony Orchestra offers lots of opportunities. Today we have Melissa Ellis, Development Director, and Dan Alcott, Orchestra Conductor of Bryan Symphony Orchestra, to tell us all we need to know to get involved. Welcome. So good to see you both today.
Great to be here.
Thanks for having me.
So what's coming up with the Bryan Symphony Orchestra? I know tech's doors are wide open, the classes are about to begin,
right,
but
we're back
you guys
in it.
Have been working all summer.
Right. We kind of use our summer to, like, you know, get loaded for the season and really get ready. So, and of course, these two things work hand in hand. It's the Bryan Symphony Orchestra at Tennessee Tech University.
Right.
Which is a collaborative relationship between the Bryan Symphony Orchestra Association, which raises over $250,000 annually to support these
That's
concerts.
Fantastic.
And then we have our tech faculty in the School of Music performing as principal players in their sections alongside specially auditioned students. The rest of the orchestra are professional musicians from Central, East, Middle Tennessee and East Tennessee. So it's a professional orchestra, and we do have a 5-concert season, but right now our real focus is on probably our favorite event of the year, which is our free concert in Dogwood Park.
Wow. Wow. So we're holding out for slightly cooler weather?
It's the weather always behaves for us.
That's all great.
So let's just say that right now. That on Sunday, yeah, you will manifest that.
Yes.
On Sunday evening, August 31st at 7 p.m., you'll be able to join us in the most beautiful setting in Cookeville. I love Dogwood Park.
I do too.
And it's been fun to see that pavilion develop. The pavilion itself was here when I arrived years ago, and 23 years ago. But the berm and all the background was,
incredible.
It was a little wetter in front of the stage. And so much has been done to that park to make it really a jewel for our city. And so it's a great place to play a concert. And our musicians, many of whom play all over the state, Nashville Symphony, Chattanooga Symphony, Knoxville Symphony recordings, they come in and they love that setting. It's such an intimate setting.
It's just gorgeous. And it feels so secluded, even though you're right in the heart of the city.
Right.
You know, having done Shakespeare there over the years, and I can tell you the first year that we did Shakespeare in the park, we were doing A Midsummer Night's Dream, and you could see from the stage the cotton-eyed Joes and the drunks in the parking lot pre the renovation and the beauty of that is now Dogwood Park.
Oh,
nothing against cotton-eyed Joes.
Nothing against cotton-eyed Joes.
But
and
yeah,
some of those people were Shakespeare fans, I'm sure.
I'm sure they were. And Shakespeare was fans of theirs.
You know, he loved the drunks.
But yeah, no, that is a great, the development of that park and the fountain. I have to give a shout out to my wife. My wife was on the committee when they started redesigning the park. And we had a city park in one of our towns, similar size, that had a beautiful water feature. And she says, it has to have a water feature. And
I love the water feature.
She was not alone in that because there is also that honors the town spring, which used to be in that area. But that fountain is such a highlight. And also all the way through the winter when they put a tree up there. And it's just, we are lucky.
We need
more green spaces in Cookeville, but that is a great space. And it's also a wonderful acoustic space.
Yeah.
We are always so pleased with how our orchestra sounds. But also we're playing the right music for everybody.
Right.
So it's really a fun concert. We really tailor this to the community. In fact, this week we're playing, or this year, we're playing music from Wicked and also the Superman March.
That's a crowd pleaser.
Right? March from the Superman movie and also some music from How to Train Your Dragon. So those, you know, and we always have pre-concert activities for young people. So at 6 o'clock, there'll be a table for pre-concert activities.
Okay.
And we'll probably talk more about that after this break.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we are. Look, I one sidebar before we go to break. The Superman March. So that is, you guys are playing the iconic Superman
Would you like me to sing
theme?
It?
I want to hear it.
You know I would.
There it is.
Oh, man.
I have a really fun memory real quickly that the first time we played that, my daughter was, I think, 3.
Okay.
And we had at that time also invited people to come in costume or they could make costumes before the concert. And
sure.
We had a parade of the kids. And we thought they were going to be marching across during the fast part. You know, dun, 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 dun.
Right.
But it was right at the beginning, my daughter, at the age of 3, with a pink cape walking across the stage. Dun, 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 just soaking up the audience.
I love that. That is fantastic. And on that note, we're going to take a short break, but we're going to come back with Melissa Ellis and Dan Alcott and talk about some of the things that are coming up with the Bryan Symphony Orchestra. So this free concert in Dogwood Park sounds like it's going to be just fantastic.
It's going to be a blast.
And the music that you're playing has such an iconic quality to it that's really going to draw people in.
Well, we really hope some of the fans of especially the movie tunes, which are, again, Wicked, Superman, and How to Train Your Dragon, that they'll come dressed in costume. We're going to have a little bit of a costume contest. In fact, I've heard we have a special celebrity guest judge.
I believe that I will be serving as a celebrity.
Yeah.
Judge,
yeah.
Which is kind of fun.
No,
the last time
great.
I've done anything like this, Knoxville used to do celebrity bartenders.
Oh,
yeah.
And
good.
They would have events where we would, and you know, when I was working with the theater company right. there, the cast came in as celebrity bartenders.
Very good.
So,
You are a celebrity, and so you get to be the judge. And we want people to know they can come in costume. Or we'll have some pre-concert activities where we might help them make a little bit of their costume.
Oh, that would be fun.
And especially young people, but young people of all ages. In fact, I'm doing another couple of pieces of music. We're going to honor the memory of Chuck Mangione and
That's
Brian Wilson,
fantastic.
Both. And so if you want to come, if somebody you know wants to come as Chuck Mangione or a Beach Boy,
I might just wear a Hawaiian shirt.
Totally legit, okay? But yeah, those are two like great, great legends. I am a huge Brian Wilson fanatic.
Me too.
I mean, just amazing. But also Chuck Mangione. In fact, I played a Pops concert as an orchestra musician. I played with Chuck Mangione and his band sometime in the 1980s.
That's fantastic.
When I was a member of the Des Moines Symphony Orchestra in Iowa. So that was one of my first big Pops concerts.
Well, I had a proud Papa moment because Gus, for whatever reason, assumed I wouldn't have heard of Chuck Mangione. And I said, not only have I heard of Chuck Mangione, I saw him perform at the then Garden State Arts Center
wow.
in New Jersey
mm-hmm.
With my parents because
wow.
they loved his music.
Yeah.
So it was one of those moments where I was like, you go, Gus.
Is it not Chuck called Mangione? That anymore? It's called the Dial Soap Arts
yeah,
Center?
Yeah, I think it's like the PNC Bank Arts Center.
Oh.
Yeah, not as catchy.
No, not at all.
You know.
But anyway, Chuck Mangione, great guy. And also, you know, he studied I think he studied jazz at Eastman School of Music. And I know Chris McCormick, Mangione was there before him, but it was, I think, Chris, who's our director of
right,
studies,
sure.
Talks about, you know, the Mangione
effect
that was there. But anyway, yeah, we're going to play Children of Sanchez
oh, wow.
On that. I also want to let everybody know that we have another special celebrity guest that throughout the season, in fact, we're going to be kind of honoring some of our past heroes and also celebrating some of the musicians who've come through our orchestra
okay.
and are doing special things. So on this concert, we have a guest, Alex Wilborn, who's from Baxter, Tennessee, who's an amazing trumpet player.
All right.
He came to Tennessee Tech and studied with Charles Decker, who was our teacher, longtime
sure.
teacher of trumpet. And just to show you how awesome, well, Baxter, Tennessee makes great musicians, right? So you've got
right.
Alex. He came to an awesome teacher. He could have gone to a lot of schools, but he came to study, kept studying with Charlie. So he went from Tennessee Tech to the Juilliard School of Music.
Wow.
That's a fun jump.
Yeah.
And he's now principal trumpet player of the South Carolina Symphony, or is it the South Carolina Philharmonic? But anyway, he's coming back to play a solo with us.
Oh, that's fantastic.
On this concert. And I'm so excited. I mean,
so you're bringing some of the hometown heroes back.
Yeah, and we're doing that all season long. We've got a couple other special friends that are going to be coming, but also honoring some of their teachers. And this legacy, the orchestra's been around for 62 years.
And that's incredible.
That's because of the forethought, as a lot of the great things in Cookeville are, the forethought of some of the people who were here, especially in the 60s and 70s, who said, this is a great place. Let's make it more special. Let's make it more welcoming to new people who are coming in. And let's provide all this broad, you know, spectrum of activities. That's why we have great theater and we have great dance and we have
yeah.
great music in this town. And it keeps spreading and
it really foments
more.
It's yeah. just an arts community. I mean, you can't really look at it as anything but that. I mean, you know, just doing this show for the last few months, some of the artists that I've gotten to talk to, it just blows my mind.
You right.
know, and here they are pouring their talent into this community.
And we like to kind of stick together and kind of celebrate each other. Like Melissa is a musician. She's not a classical musician, but she's a wonderful jazz singer.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And she's on our, you know, on our staff at the symphony. And Renice is also,
she's a soul singer.
Who's on
and
our,
I just spoke with her, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, she's also on our staff. She's doing our box office management and some other things. So it's a, you know, it's a nice way to know that you can find people here, find your people, and then help this community and still celebrate and do your thing. And so it's really exciting for us. We love being a part of that. We kind of like to foment as much, you know, employment and activity in the arts as we possibly can.
That's exciting. It's really exciting. Well, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll continue talking with Melissa and Dan of the Bryan Symphony Orchestra. And we're back with Melissa and Dan from the Bryan Symphony Orchestra. So, Dan, you said this was the 63rd season.
62nd.
62nd season. Starting, 66. Yeah. Still, that's a great, I mean, what an impressive run.
Yeah.
So, Melissa, what are some of the things, what other exciting things are coming up with the BSO?
Oh, I'm so excited about this. Of course, many people know that in the spring we do Beers for Brahms as a fundraiser. And then I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if we had another fundraiser maybe in the fall? And we are going to be doing a murder mystery dinner party at 37 Cedar. And I have coined it Symphony of Secrets.
Ooh.
And we're going to kill Dan. And
wow. Is there going to be a line?
Everyone gets to take a number. No. But yeah, it's a murder mystery.
I have seen Murder on the Orient Express where everybody takes a stab.
I've seen some killer looks at me but from the orchestra. So.
Oh my goodness. But yes, that's what I've decided we're going to try out this year. And I would like to, hopefully would like to see it as a regular fall tradition.
Sure.
But 37 Cedar was so kind to partner with us in that. And so our tickets are on sale at thebryansymphony.org. And
what date is that?
It is on September 18 at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And, you know, the tickets vary in price because you get to choose your menu.
That's great.
Because, you know, some people like salmon. I'm a red meat eater, so I will want a ribeye.
I'm an omnivore.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
But we're really hoping that people will come out. I hope they dress up. I hope they take part and say, I want to be a role in it. Even if you don't have acting chops like the wonderful Mark Crater, you know?
The other great thing that I think, I'm so glad that you've kind of developed this idea of the Symphony of Secrets, because that and Beers for Brahms are events that anybody can go to and support the Bryan Symphony.
Yes.
Right.
You know, there are times in our lives, like there was a 20-year period where I didn't really go to anything because I was raising two crazy kids or whatever.
Right.
And so, but I still went out and tried to support, went to events where I could support a lot of the people that I know who are working. Now my wife and I get to, you know, actually go to concerts and do things. But so this is an opportunity to just to make a commitment for one night to come out to something, join your friends, bring your friends, do something fun, and know that your support is going to a great organization.
And a great way to support the arts in this community. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's such a... We hear all the time, you know, when a big business is looking at moving to Cookeville, well, what is, you've got a symphony orchestra in Cookeville, you've got an active theater program, you have dance schools,
public
you
television.
Have all of these things. I mean, all of these things that make us such a cultural hub.
And it also
area.
Just makes us a community.
Yeah.
You know, this is,
absolutely.
These are, I think both of these events, you know, anybody's welcome at all of our concerts. You know, we provide tickets to people who are in need.
Right.
It is a professional orchestra, so there's a subscription series, but we want to be known as a community organization. But these two events that we have coming up, the free outdoor concert at Dogwood Park on August 31st at 7 p.m. and then the Symphony of Secrets. These are two great ways where, and also people who maybe we haven't seen for a few years. You know, we had a little bit of an interruption in our audience development during the COVID shutdown. So this is a great time. I'd love to see some of my friends, I won't name names, but well, I could, come back to the symphony, come back to a special event, and also get a chance to be in a murder mystery where I'm killed.
Right.
Yes,
right.
We're going to kill him.
And also have some delicious food.
Absolutely.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's such a great place.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Is, it is.
And they're very supportive also of the School of Music. We've had events there. So what a great opportunity to support, you know, not only us, but a wonderful business. And in fact, right. every time I go there, I list the things that I've been to that I'm thankful. Sometimes a server, maybe it's their first time working there. I'm like, by the way, I'm here because I love you guys.
Right. So just to wrap up, I've been talking with Melissa Ellis and Dan Alcott of the Bryan Symphony Orchestra. We've been talking about some of the amazing things as they're launching their 62nd season of incredible music, a murder mystery, lots of opportunities to promote it. So how do people find out if maybe they hear this show but they're not taking notes? How do they find out about all of these events?
Well, you can go to thebryansymphony.org, our website. We are on social media, Facebook, and we've actually partnered a little bit more with our events, even with Hip Cookville. So sure. you know, they're a co-host with us, and so you can kind of follow along with that. So if you're a social media user, and you know, get on our website and sign up for our newsletter so we can keep you in, you know, up to date with all the good stuff that we're putting out, like our season.
Right, our normal concert season starts October 5th. And if you are interested in a ticket, you can just send an email to contact@bryansymphony.org, and that's Bryan Symphony, and find out about that. Our first concert's featuring a piece called The Triple Concerto by Beethoven. It's a concerto with solo violin, piano, and cello. And that just starts off what's going to be a great season. You can find out more by going to our website or contacting the office, and we hope to see you at a concert.
That sounds fantastic. Well, thank you so much. Once again, this has been Melissa Ellis and Dan Alcott of the Bryan Symphony Orchestra. And have a great season of music. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.